This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's Hump Day, baby. Congratulations, you have made it over halfway through the week. And wowza, do we have a lot we need to talk about tonight. We have all of these bills in the House of Representatives, you, me getting sold down the river again. We'll talk about that, obviously. The impeachment stuff we will get to. We're going to discuss what it looks like to live in a society where you're not part of the party, if you will. We're going to get to that very, very quickly. A little bit on the Trump trial going on, the jurors, power versus majority. So much. All that and so much more, I mean, coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually want to begin here, though, because it's kind of along the theme we were talking about last night. It's a theme we've talked about a lot on the show. Power versus majority. Those are two different things. The right doesn't know that. The communist does. Power versus majority. The right has for years been screaming about how we're the silent majority. We are the silent majority. We will stand up and fight. Yes, we are the majority for sure. We are 100 people with slingshots surrounding 10 people with machine guns, convincing ourselves that we have the real power because we have majority. I saw this headline today. It made me laugh. Honestly, it made me laugh. It's from Fox News. Just 35% of U.S. adults say Trump broke the law in New York hush money case. Wow. That's great news for Trump, isn't it? Isn't that great news? They did a poll. Only 35% of U.S. adults say Trump is guilty. Man, we are looking good, guys. That's good news, right? Except those Americans who they surveyed, they're not on the jury. These people are on the
jury. Can you share your opinion of the former president and why you felt that you could be unbiased?
I'm not a fan.
During COVID-19, I lived with someone who was immunocompromised, and I think his handling of COVID-19 was abysmal.
In case you couldn't hear that, during COVID-19, I lived with somebody who was immune compromised. And she doesn't like Trump because of that. Okay, no, I'll let her keep going. No, don't. Hey, the polls say Americans don't support him.
I have a sister who's adopted from China. And
she knows somebody from China.
The comments he made about China when he was running for president made her very anxious.
The comments Trump made about China, because she's from China, made her anxious. I'm so tired of the polls. I'm so tired of hearing about the silent majority. The communist is concerned with power while we're worried about majority. Majority. What's majority give us? I'll tell you what, we have a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives right now. Do you know that? House of Representatives. It's a Republican House right now. How's that majority working out for you? You blown away? Whoa! I don't know about you. I almost can't stomach all these wins we're getting over here. That majority's working out great. Oh, we have the majority. We don't have the power. Oh, back to the Trump trial. Hey, great news. Just 35% of adults say he broke the law. This is a New York Times reporter on CNN.
They had things on their social media posts that Donald Trump and his lawyers found troubling. Mm-hmm. So the first one...
In the category of bias.
Yeah. So they asked about them. The first one was juror number one. And they bring up some social media posts to the judge. The judge wants to see them. They've screenshotted it. And one of the videos happened to be the juror number one, had taken a video at a distance of what looked like a celebration in the streets of New York for when Trump lost in 2020. I think that was it. Mm-hmm. And it showed that
one of the jurors was out there celebrating in the streets when Trump lost in 2020. But don't worry, guys. Hey, no worries. We've got the majority. That's what matters. The majority is definitely with us. After all, these people, they see our majority and they seem pretty intimidated.
The first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad, the very kind of person that his former staff, the people who worked for him, Stephen Miller, et cetera, want to never be at Harvard Law School. But he was. And he came out and graduated. He's prosecuting you, Donald. And a black woman is doing that same exact thing in Georgia. And a black woman forced you to pay a $175 million fine that's out now also in question because the people who put it up, that might not be legit. Donald Trump is being held to account by the very multicultural, multiracial democracy that he's trying to dismantle. And for me, there's something poetic and actually wonderful about that. It says something good about our country that we're still capable of having that happen. Go DEI. My DEIs are bringing it home.
Joy Ann Reid doesn't seem intimidated by that majority. You know what? I can't figure this out. What is her problem? Did she not read the Fox News headline? Because I'm sure she's super concerned about that. There's a headline. Doesn't Joy Ann Reid know that they did a poll? You see, there's a poll. Joy, you don't understand. There's a poll that shows the majority's with us. As she sits there celebrating because the dirty race communists are getting ready to convict Donald Trump of a felony in New York. But don't worry, guys. We have the majority. Here's Sunny Hostin. She seems super concerned about what the majority of Americans think.
They are never going to find someone that doesn't know about the former twice impeached loser president, yeah. Right? They're never going to find that. But what I did find also interesting about my Super Bowl is that the legal teams will be checking the jurors' social media profiles to see if they can assess the truthfulness and intention of what they said during voir dire, which is their questioning. And I think that's really, really important because if you start liking Trump's and you follow Trump stuff on social media, media. Are you going to, can you be impartial? I don't really think so. And I think what could happen in a case like this is if you have someone, and we were talking about this morning, someone named Clay Travis is sort of telling people to get onto that jury. You get one person that sneaks onto that jury with untoward feelings, that person can hang that jury.
How do you sneak onto a jury? You have to be called.
Well, you lie.
Jury.
You lie. You say, yeah, that's I hate Trump. But I can be impartial.
Yeah. They seem super busted up about the majority, don't they? We have got to start getting comfortable with power, with getting it, with using it. We are concerned. What do I rant about this stuff for? Because here's the great failure, one of the great failures of the right. When I rant about majority and I lament our concern with that, what I'm really lamenting is our concern with popularity. Popularity. What are the great, here's a great example of it, because it was all over the news recently. Abortion's been all over the news. Abortion this, abortion that. Do we ban it? I love it. Well, you know my thoughts on it. I don't have to go into that. Doesn't matter how you feel about abortion. It's insane to me watching the right try to adjust its position on the issue based on how popular their positions are. Do you see the communists doing that? The communists have dudes in women's sports. The communists in the United States of America, they throw pride parades where dudes wave their penises in young girls' faces, and United States senators, Democrats, show up at these pride parades and celebrate beside them. Democrats in the United States of America opened up the border on purpose to flood the country with murderers, rapists, and drugs. None of these positions are popular with anyone in the United States of America. And the communists don't give a crap because they're busy focusing on power, on winning, on shifting the culture their direction. They don't sit back and lick their finger and stick it in the air and see, well, I mean, I guess if we do a 15-week, that'll be more popular with people, because the communist is interested in winning. He's not worried about some popularity contest. The right thinks they're in a popularity contest when really they're in a power contest. And that's why we're losing. But hey, take heart. The majority's with us, guys. Gosh. All right, enough of that. We do need to talk about loss. There's a loss coming for all of America that I'm going to discuss next. And then we're going to discuss Boeing. I mean, there's so much to get to tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of loss, you know what friggin' hurts? Losing a dog. One of my good buddies actually just lost his dog today. Terry is his name. I'm not going to go into the details. It was rescue dog. It was a wonderful dog. Lost his dog. Your dog's going to die. My dog's going to die. And that friggin' hurts. I've buried plenty of them. I give Fred rough greens. I pour rough greens on Fred's food every single meal because I want to push that date out as far as humanly possible. Because rough greens is going to give me 2 extra years, 3 extra years with my dog. American dogs die very early because American dogs don't get any nutrition. They get dog food, and American dog food is empty calories. There's nothing in it. Pour rough greens on your dog's food. You will see physical differences in your dog, and you will keep your dog longer. Isn't that wonderful? Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will get to this Boeing safety engineer. My goodness, I'm starting to get to be a nervous flyer between the information yesterday about the FAA throwing out the white applicants because they were too qualified and the information from this Boeing safety engineer today. I think I'm going to start being a nervous flyer. No, I'm still going to fly. But anyway, before we get to that and other things, we have to deal with this. This hurts me. Sure, it hurts you, but I'm just going to, look, just going to tell you how it is, all right? Here's the headline. This is from Bloomberg.com. this is hard. Red Lobster considers bankruptcy to deal with leases and labor costs. Chris, how does that help me? Chris, Jewish producer Chris, just told me that it's only considering, it's not a done deal yet. You know how it works from here, Chris. I know how it works from here. You know what's happening? They're filing Chapter 11. That's different than Chapter 7. I don't know why we have these different chapters, and why isn't it just Chapter 1 and 2? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. But the difference is, one thing I do know, is with Chapter 11, you're not shutting the doors. But what they're going to do is they're going to restructure. They're going to, quote, streamline. You watch, you'll be seeing a lot of things called streamlining. Well, you know what happens when you streamline things? Quality goes down. So for millions and millions and millions of Americans, for decades, if you wanted the highest quality seafood on the planet, you knew for a fact Red Lobster was there for you. If you wanted the greatest cheese sticks, Red Lobster was there for you. The best blue cheese, Red Lobster was there for you. A little bit of the shrimp scampi and the little lemon butter thing, Red Lobster was there for you. The Cajun shrimp Alfredo, Red Lobster has been there while everyone else has failed us. The government, your wife, your husband, life itself. While everyone else left you behind, Red Lobster was there. And now, the streamlining, you know what happens? They cut costs. So that high quality seafood they were serving before, watch, it's all going to be frozen stuff now. Or some kind of farm-raised garbage. I bet you some foreigner's going to come in and buy Red Lobster. I guarantee
it. Buenas tardes.
I can't take it anymore. Anyway. I'm sorry, I got upset. I'm moving on. It is what it is. Look, this is a new America, apparently. This is a new America. Hey, in all seriousness, I saw a list today. I'm not going to go down the list because it's very long, but it was an eye-popping list at all the closures happening in America of things that we're just used to. Sometimes they're total closures. Sometimes they're just closing a lot. But big and small things. We're talking about Lowe's. It's closing a bunch of stores. Bed Bath & Beyond's going away completely. Now, I don't shop at that garbage store, but that's a store that's always been there. Just closure after closure. After banks, Citibank and B of A. And the closing. And again, I know a lot of these are garbage companies, but watching the American business landscape change, it is going to be wild. And we'll get through it together. Look, we're not going to have Red Lobster to comfort us. And they just had come out recently with the Durita. Did you see that? Chris, they had a margarita made with Mountain Dew. It doesn't get more high quality than that. And it's not the most white trash thing ever. What are you talking about, Chris? I'm sure it's delicious. I haven't had it yet. You know what? I'm going to go today in case they streamline out the Durita. Anyway, let's talk about flying. Are we all going to die? Here was Josh Hawley questioning this guy, Sam Schlepp-David. He was a Boeing safety engineer. I can't say his last name.
Are these planes safe?
Right now, I would not. You know, it's like an earthquake. You know, the big earthquake is coming. But when that hits, the building that, you know, you, let's say if you're talking of a building, have to be prepared to accommodate that type of a, let's say, shakeup. You know, it has to be built properly.
I'm going to replay that again because I didn't love how that initial answer went. I didn't love how that initial answer went at all. So let's try that one more time here.
Right now, I would not. You know, it's like an earthquake. You know, the big earthquake is coming. But when that hits, the building that, you know, you, let's say if you're talking of a building, have to be prepared to accommodate that type of a, let's say, shakeup. You know,
the earthquake is coming, and we have to be prepared for that kind of shakeup. How exactly am I supposed to be prepared in a plane? Am I supposed to go parachute as a carry-on now? What does that mean? Anyway, he kept going.
It has to be built properly. Right now, from what I've seen, the airplanes are not being built per spec and per requirement.
So your testimony is the 787 line are you think are not are
well
not
they
safe.
They are doing stuff that increases the risk factors. Okay, when you increase the risk factors, You know, it's not just one. You are doing stress concentrations, that those stress concentrations, like, you know, breaking a paper clip, you know, you do it once or twice, it doesn't break, but it breaks at some time. As the plane gets older, you know, all of these things that, you know, you took, you know, you said it's not a safety issue, it becomes a safety issue.
And the company's response to you was to threaten you?
Threaten you, sideline you, you know, transfer you.
You raised concerns about the 787, and so they transferred you to the 777, right?
Well, yes. Initially, they just cut me off of all the meetings. Oh. They took my name out, and then so I was just doing nothing. I wasn't informed of what.
And then it gets very interesting with what he has to say. Very interesting when you consider a couple other things about Boeing recently. We'll play you that in a moment. Before we play you that, let's talk about this. Let's talk about what you're going to leave your kids one day. We all want to leave them something, right? I've actually thought about this before. I know that's weird, but I look at any things I have and I wonder, what are my sons going to use? What are they going to appreciate? What are they going to give to their kids? Well, you know, done for you real estate, you know, that's passing down a wealth legacy for your kids, acquiring properties, you acquiring rental houses. Those are things you, tangible things you can pass down to your children, changing their lives. You might change the life of someone you've never met. You'll never meet. Maybe your great-grandkid or something like that. Oh, Jesse, I can't do that. I'm a normal guy. Done for You Real Estate is about normal guys. It's about normal women. It's about normal people acquiring properties. You don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. They do. They'll handle it for you. They'll get you the property, the financing. They handle the rental process. Let them start you. Let them get you going. DoneForYouJesse.com is where you begin. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back with this Boeing guy next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, I'm going to get to the impeachment stuff and the DHS monitoring illegals and being debanked and so many other things tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I already talked about the New York City trial and the jurors, but right now we're talking about Boeing, because a Boeing safety engineer named Sam Salvi, he gave testimony today in front of the Senate, and Josh Hawley was listening to him describe why these new Boeing planes are unsafe. Now, before I get to the other part of the testimony today, totally unrelated to that, I just want to remind you about a little story we talked about on this show. It's a very recent story, in fact. John Barnett, you remember that name? This is about a month ago. John Barnett. Who is John Barnett? Well, John Barnett had worked for Boeing for more than 30 years. He'd worked for Boeing for more than 30 years. Family, friends said he was in good spirits. Now, what was he doing since his retirement in 2017? What he was doing was whistleblowing on Boeing, talking about how dangerous Boeing was, talking about the quality, how it's going down, how dangerous it was. Now, what are the circumstances around his death? Well, the police found him with a, well, they listed here, self-inflicted gunshot wound in his car. Where was that car? That car was in Charleston, South Carolina. Huh. He didn't live in Charleston, South Carolina. Why was he there? He was in Charleston, South Carolina for legal interviews linked to his whistleblowing case against Boeing. And they found him having committed suicide in Charleston, South Carolina. Now, that was about a month ago. I think it was March 10th, March 11th that happened. This is what this Boeing safety engineer testified in front of the Senate today.
Again, I raised concerns internally. I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting. This is not a safety culture when you get threatened by bringing issues of safety concerns.
I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting. I received physical threats. Let's just play that one
again,
more time.
I raised concerns internally. I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting. This is not a safety culture when you get threatened by bringing issues of safety concerns.
I would have killed someone who said what you said. Huh. Well, there's that. By the way, when's the last time we talked about PMCs? Totally unrelated to all this Boeing stuff. No, it's totally unrelated. We're changing gears here. PMCs. You know what PMCs are? PMCs are private military contractors. Mercenaries, you would know them as, but they're known as PMCs in the industry. There are many, many, many very good ones, and I mean full of good people who will only fight for what's right, fight for something they agree for. Many PMCs will work with governments, almost exclusively, sometimes exclusively for governments, including our government. You have some place where you can't send official U.S. personnel. You have this group of private military contractors. It's always staffed full of super studs, former Green Berets and guys like that. Hey, we need you guys to go work security here or go handle this problem for us. And they will. And they're good, tough patriots. Now, the thing about that PMC industry is there's a wide spectrum, if you will. You see, men develop skills over the course of their lifetime. All men do. Maybe your skills are valuable. Maybe your skills are stupid. Doesn't matter. But Men develop skills over the course of a lifetime. Me, I'm a menu whisperer. For 42 years, I've been ordering food the right way in restaurants. Now, I'm an expert. I'm the world's expert. I've developed those skills. Because I have menu whispering skills, I could sell those skills if I felt like being uncharitable. Instead, I give out the information for free on the radio. But if you're a man who has acquired the skills of killing people for many, many, many years, almost always trained by a military, that's what militaries will do. They'll teach you how to kill people, shoot things, blow things up, so on and so forth. If you've spent a lifetime acquiring those skills, you oftentimes will want to use those skills to make money once you leave the military. And contrary to what you see in the movies, not everyone in the military is a good guy. There are many, 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 many men across the planet, not just in America, across the planet, who are highly trained professionals. The kind of men who, if they wanted to kill you, if they wanted to kill me, they actually could without very much difficulty. Yes, I've had some training, and yes, I carry a weapon on me, but we're talking professionals here. You get a professional who wants to kill you, you're gone. You are probably gone, unless you catch a break or some luck or something like that. Well, these PMCs, they're not always good guys. Many PMCs, full of bad guys. Full of guys, maybe bad isn't really the way I want to put it, full of guys who will kill for money. Who will they kill for money? Well, anyone. You pay them, and they'll make sure problems go away. Now, this is completely unrelated to everything we were just talking about. I just want to make that clear. Totally unrelated. And that brings me to major corporations and rich guys. I know those two go hand in hand. Major corporations, politicians, and rich guys. You know, men, the whole history of the world is men and women. I'm not just making this about men. Men and women paying a deadly person to make problems go away. When you don't have any moral issue with killing people, well, why not? Everything's just a financial decision, isn't it? I personally don't believe in murder, so I couldn't do it. But let's say I didn't have that value system. And let's say I had this burden in my life named Chris. And I wanted that problem to go away. And I knew a guy, and him and his friends, they have this company. And they told me, hey, for $50,000, we can make this Chris problem disappear. That's a simple business decision for many, many, many people across the planet. A decision that has been made many times. Do you remember the guy? Just take it off the top of my head here. These are random, totally unconnected thoughts. I want to be clear about this. These are unconnected. Do you remember the guy who signed Jeffrey Epstein into Bill Clinton's White House? You see, when you sign into the White House officially, you have to, that's public information. So we know the gentleman, we know his name. And Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton were really, really close. And there was one guy who always seemed to be the guy who signed Jeffrey Epstein into the Clinton White House. And do you remember it was a story that came out? No big deal. No foul play. The police already ruled on it. They found that guy dead. And he was, let me see if I have this right. He had a cord wrapped around his neck, tying him to a tree. He had a gunshot wound, I believe it was a shotgun, to his chest. They were unable to locate the weapon, which is interesting, because the police then ruled it a suicide. Huh. Anyway, all this stuff is unconnected. I certainly don't want you to be some kind of deranged conspiracy theorist. I'm just kind of thinking out loud here, just going through everything in my mind. Just do with that information what you will, shall we? Now let's move on and talk about other things. We have many other things to talk about. Yes, I know we have to dig into the impeachment stuff and fighting to win and how they're talking about the economy and all kinds of other things. Before we get to those things, it's interesting the kind of connections you can see when you look at these stories when your mind is working the way it should. How's your mind working? Do you take natural herbal supplements? You know, in this day and age, with all the chemical filth we eat, myself included, I had a cheesesteak and cheese sticks for lunch. Believe me, I'm pointing at me. We have to do things to make sure we're getting the nutrition we need. A male vitality stack from Chalk will have you feeling like a million bucks, gentlemen. A female vitality stack for you, ladies. And they do this without destroying your body because it's the highest quality natural herbal supplements. We have got to stop reaching out to Big Pharma for help when we need it. And we have got to start going au naturel, if you will. And that's what Chalk is all about. CHOQ.com. Look, honestly, I've been taking a male vitality stack for about 3 years now. What a difference. What an incredible difference. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have more than a couple hours of the Jesse Kelly Show, and there's so much to get to. Joe Biden today, he just, again, the truth isn't in him. And he's at the age where he doesn't really stress getting called out on it anymore, and he understands the apparatchiks in the media won't destroy him for it. But today, Biden told a story. The audio is crap. Otherwise, I'd play it for you. There's all kinds of audio. These guys always do these interviews standing by a helicopter or a plane. So you go to try to play the audio and it's... You can't hear a daggone thing. Either way, he's giving this interview and he talks about his grandfather being shot down in an area where there are a lot of cannibals. Joe Biden tells the story about his grandfather a lot. Joe Biden's grandfather was Ambrose Finnegan. That was his name. And yes, he did die, but not the way he says. He wasn't a pilot, by the way. He was a ground crew member. He was a ground crew member. Joe Biden has called him a pilot in the past. He was a member of the ground crew. And I'm not dogging on the ground crew, but he was not a pilot. He was a passenger on a plane. There was bad weather, and it crashed in the sea. There were no cannibals at all. His father died. In fact, everyone in the crash died except for one guy. One guy ended up getting rescued, but it was a crash in the sea without cannibals. But he can't do it. There are people like that. I've known them. You've known them. That goes way beyond politics. The truth just isn't in them. Where you know, no matter, they could tell you that they had spaghetti for dinner and you would know. Okay, well, I know they didn't have spaghetti for dinner. That you would just know. That's Joe Biden. All right, Jesse. I wanted to answer this one for a reason. O thou master of all knowledge. Why? I am a Vietnam combat vet. I frequent one of the vet centers. We Vietnam-era vets, have a chance to have a group time with other vets. The younger vets do not want anything to do with the older vets, while the older vets have no problem fellowshipping or having group time with the younger ones. Why do the younger vets want nothing to do with the older vets, yet the older vets have no problem with the younger ones? No one ever gives me an answer for this, so on and so forth. Okay, I need to talk about this because this goes way beyond vets and Vietnam vets and modern vets and things like that. This goes to where we are today, and this is honestly, this is something that I have to monitor in myself. You have to monitor in yourself. You have to monitor it in your children. This is a unique problem for this day and age. My wife and I, the other night, what was it? Last Friday night, I think it was. Last Friday or Saturday night, we wanted to go out, have a little date night, nothing major at all. We wanted to go get some chips and queso, have a beer somewhere, just kind of go out, relax a little bit. And so we went out to this big sports bar in our town. They have great food. They have these sliders there that, oh my, you know what? Anyway, we'll set that aside for a moment. They have great foods. We went out there, went out to this place. Now, this sports bar hires young women as waitresses. I know that's not exactly shocking. That's kind of sports bar MO. And like many, many sports bars, they choose the hot ones. Now, this is not Hooters or something like that. This is a place you could take your kids, but at the same time, it's very obvious the way they have them dressed. They're all in shorts and tank tops. They're all dimes. It's very obvious you're there, and the waitresses being dimes is part of the sell. I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. And our waitress was this, I don't know, they all look like kids to me now that I'm 42. I would guess 20s, early 20s. Dime, total dime. And the most somber, personality-less piece of cardboard I've ever met in my life. And actually, we had two or three waitresses because there was a bunch going on, and they were all like that. Knockouts. And just no personality, no nothing. Personality is one of those things. It's a skill you develop. Now, obviously, some people are more people. They're born. God makes them more people. And some people are more introverted or more stiff, or, you know, an engineer type will be different. I understand that people are made different, but the ability to have a conversation and the desire to have a conversation, that is a skill you acquire over the course of your lifetime. My 42 years, honestly, let's set aside the smartphone era. And I'm not doing a back in my day thing. As a child, when it was Friday or Saturday night, yeah, you might get to play video games late at night, but you were out catching fireflies with your buddies. You were riding your bike around. You were doing what? You were interacting with other people. Interacting with other people. Now, no, it wasn't Pong, Chris. I'm not that old. Anyway, today, kids and adults, this does not just apply to young people. We do not interact with people a fraction as much as we used to. And what it's done is it's taking away the personality of future generations because they never had the years of forced social interaction. You know, when it was game night in my neighborhood or something like that when I was a kid, when it was church potluck time or something like that, you didn't get to hide outside on your phone. You didn't get to see, you had no options. There were people there, then you had to interact. And I'm not saying that back in my day it was better. What I'm saying is this: older Vietnam veteran guy versus younger veteran guy. This applies way beyond veterans. The younger you are today, the less likely you are to be personable and to have a personality because you haven't had to work on it. It's not your fault. It's not that you're bad. It's not that you're stupid. It's not that you're anything. It's that you haven't developed those skills over time. I only put that out there because I wanted to say once again, this is for me as much as it's about anyone else. We have got to, in this day and age, force ourselves into places where we interact physically with people in person. Facebook is not enough. Text messaging your boyfriend is not enough. My goodness, go out, have some fun, and talk to people. I know in this day and age that's daunting, but Vietnam vet, why won't the young vets interact? It's not just you. They don't interact with anybody because that's how times have changed socially. Now, let's deal with this Schumer impeachment stuff next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.